Yes, it is time for Riled Up. Let me first tell you, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Now, game night, Monday Night Football, and the Riled Up line. Copacetic, as they say. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Batman and Rob.
I was going to call it twice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Let me. Can I guess?
Yes, please.
3rd and 4?
No, it was too early. I hated the call, but it was too early.
Okay, so that's one strike. I'll get this in the next two. One is the 2-point conversion attempt.
Correct.
And the other one is the 4th down call with the run play to Josh Adams.
Correct.
Wow, look at that. That's the kind of guy I am, Andrew. Now, was it humming last night?
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
Well, I hope
still people... not all positive calls, though.
No, of course not. Well, I hope people hit it at 610-771-9751. If you'd like to do a live Riled Up call, 610-632-0975. We've got a couple open lines if you want to grab it and jump on live. But let's see what came in last night.
That's the kind of shit we were afraid of, Jason. First play with your 15-string quarterback, and they get a 91-yard touchdown. Don't talk to me about being afraid again. Go Birds.
Well, you look like a horse's ass today. Yeah, and first of all, it was a 90-yard run, not 91. And yeah, it was a big run. A football game is not just one drive or one quarter. Stop reacting and overreacting immediately. Have a little faith. Ye of little faith and of simple mind. That was that guy who checked in. But thanks for checking in.
Okay.
He's a good call. It's Ray.
Yeah, he's a good caller.
Ray's a good fan, man.
Yeah, but he's a little thin these days. He needs to bulk up a little bit. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, he's not.
Eat a potato with that meal. He's over eating lentils, this guy, Ray.
Let's do a ketosis?
Nah, I mean, ketosis is fine. I'm trying to get back there. But, I mean, Ray needs that little fiber to his diet. A little fat. That's
yeah, crazy.
I'm not going to lie, fellas. I mean, I know the Eagles are winning the game right now, but I'm not happy. I am not happy with what's going on right now. I mean, there's been too many mistakes the team is making. There's too many missed throws. I know Carson's having a good game, but he's not having a great game. This is Jack Wider 6-6.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't understand the Carson stuff. He played well. I mean, the interception was bad. I agree. He threw for 300 yards. I don't know, like, really. I mean, yeah, the interception was bad, and he missed Aguilar down the field. But he made some great throws. The throw to Golden Tate where he directs him on the sideline. The touchdown to Golden Tate where Golden Tate comes back toward him. He spies him. He throws he's moving, throws a laser. I don't know. I don't get the hyper criticism of Wentz.
Well, look, it's the Ryan Howard syndrome. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. We can't just appreciate what the guy is. We gotta accentuate the things he's not. That's easier to do. It makes some people feel better, which is kind of sad. What's next?
Finally, we win a game going the way I can go to bed and rest peacefully. Because I would have hated if we lost because I wouldn't be able to sleep. Now it's time to go into Dallas and get some payback. You hear that, Dallas? We're coming for you.
You hear that, Dallas? Damn sight.
They'll come out of the woodwork this week, these Dallas people.
Oh, that'll be great.
Ty from Kansas. You think that's great? I don't.
I'm looking forward to it. This is a great matchup.
Smack talk.
It's leading into Christmas. Come on. This is going to be awesome. I invite all the Cowboys, all the Cowboy fans.
So you enjoy that way more than I do. I'd like to stick an ice pick right in their larynx.
Yeah, it's fun, though, man. It's like something on the line.
Yeah.
Your team versus their team.
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
That's right, Jeff.
See, the one thing I hate...
get Al Pistolero on.
We should.
Yeah. Andrew.
Is he working for a team?
I'll text. What's that?
He's not working for a team now. He was.
No, he's not.
Was he working with Andy out in KC last year?
Yeah, he's been... he's the greatest Al Pistolero. Every once in a while, I'll get a text from him.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty friendly with Jeff. And he goes, greetings, and he calls himself El Pistolero.
No.
Yes.
That's a little bit of a violation.
Yeah, but it's so it is, but it's great. Like, it's so funny. He'll go,
that's a violation.
Greetings from El Pistolero.
That'd be like if I got a text from Drew and he said, greetings from El Capitan.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's a total violation.
I know, but it's funny, though.
But he can get away with it.
He's a character. That's why I think it's funny.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun. What's next?
That may have been the worst announced Monday Night Football game I've ever heard. Between the awkward pauses after they were done talking, I don't know what to say, and the horrible love fest that kept going on between Witten and Ertz. Like, okay, the first time you say it, I get it. But they came back to it like 15 times. Just knock it off now.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it was weak.
It's hard for Wentz to not go to Ertz because Ertz is always open. Like, that report came out from Josina Anderson that some of the other receivers were like, hey, targets Ertz a little too much. And you know where that report came from, by the way. That's Alshon.
Yeah. Who?
Alshon. Isn't he close with Josina Anderson?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, she could.
They are. I don't know that.
Back to his Chicago days. And, you know, and Wentz talked about it last night in the post-game press conference. I'm like, look, hey, man, he's a great player.
He looks at Alshon's way a lot.
I know, but I mean, they see.
Last night was different because of Josh Norman.
Yeah, but still, Alshon made some key catches in the game. But yeah, I think it rubs a couple of the receivers the wrong way when you're not winning. That he's getting targeted as much as he is.
Alshon gets his share of targets, man.
Yeah, well, somebody in that wide receiver room was bitching and moaning.
Well, nobody's worth anything other than Alshon, other than the pre-Golden
Maybe team. It was Shelton Gibson that was complaining, or Nelson Aguilar. What's next?
Do the broadcasters even know there's a game going on? I mean, we just intercepted the ball, and Jason Witten was too worried about bragging about something he did in 1998. Like, there's a game going on, right? Phillip Rivers isn't here, not playing tonight. Eagles, Redskins, maybe.
Well, he was talking about Reuben Foster at the time in the domestic violence situation. And when the ball was intercepted, it was actually Booger that was talking and wouldn't hand the con back over to Tess. And they just kept going like 30 seconds.
Yeah, if I hear Tess again, I agree with you.
Stop with the Tess, right? Well, here's the good news. I got to look at the Monday Night Football schedule. I don't know that I can bear to watch another Monday Night Football game. I'll start Fargo on Hulu. As opposed to watching Monday Night Football. Because it's bad, dude.
It is.
Like, it's freaking bad.
They're the worst announcing crew in the history of football. Like, of a decent number crew. Like, you know, if you're the first crew on Fox, second crew. But they're horrible. They're in that.
They're like the D crew on Fox.
Yeah, they're like the Barber crew.
Yeah, they should be calling the game of.
Actually, they're worse than that. They're worse than Rondé Barber.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Well, Jason Witten's worse than Rondé Barber.
Yeah. Now, the Monday night game next week, I'm going to have to watch and sit through these guys again. It's Vikings Seahawks next Monday
night. That's a great one.
In Seattle, the 12th man.
And then go to the following week. It's the Chiefs.
No.
Yeah, the following week, you get the Chiefs.
Go with the mute button. That's all.
It's hard. I tried it last night.
Go to a bar.
I can hear the dog was snoring because I got her on medication. Saints Panthers the week after that.
When's the Chiefs game?
Is that the Christmas Eve?
Or maybe that's a Thursday night game.
Kansas City and Chargers is next Thursday. The
13th. That's a must watch.
And then, okay, week 16. You got some good games coming up on Monday night. Broncos Raiders. I'm out.
That's a good Fargo night.
Yes. What's next?
Hey guys, Jim Swords here. Just wanted to let you know I don't change my defense for anybody. I keep it the same no matter what. That's how I live my life. It's all the same. My wife asked me, everyone, have a good night. Missionary it is. Jim Shorts here. Ow.
All right.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is Schwartz out of bed?
Is awesome.
That was one of the best calls ever.
Missionary it is. That's what I do. Standard operating procedure. Wide nine. You better not call me wide nine. That's what she's saying.
Hey, Lincoln Financial Field quote-unquote smart fans, hey, let's not start cheering when we're about to go for it on fourth and goal and cause your team to cause a timeout when they're going for it on fourth and goal because you're being too loud. We can't get the call in.
No, that was that was a weird situation because they got the play calling with like 12 seconds left on the clock, and you knew there was no way he could get up there. That had nothing to do with crowd noise. I think Doug just didn't know what play to run.
Exactly.
You thought
he was staring at that card for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Dang, he didn't get the play in.
He called the waitress back over at Denny's.
Ding, ding, ding.
He initially ordered the Grand Slam and then he said, upon further review, give me the Reuben.
Yes.
You know what I mean? On the sourdough.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. I thought the same thing. What's next?
Are you serious, dude? Fourth and goal. I get the call. Like, let's go for it. Let's be bold. Let's be silly like we were last year. But really? A running play when what is our run offense produced? Like, dude, give me a break, man. What is Peterson doing? What is this team doing? What is going on?
Okay, you're killing me with this.
Look, we all scratched our heads in very similar fashion. Now, last night, Brian Cunningham tweets in, and he goes, when talking about the elite wide receivers last night needing to help the tight ends, Witten actually said the Eagles brought in Golden Tate to help Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it did.
I was like,
Didn't they get rid of, they got somebody wrong, too. Did they get Alshon wrong?
Yeah, they did. It was on Nelson Aguilar catch.
Yes.
It was 13, not 17.
Yeah.
I thought there were mistakes littered all over the game last night. Mispronunciations. Because I heard him call him Jeffries.
Yes.
There was one moment when Ertz made a catch, and it took them about 20 seconds to say, nice play by Ertz there.
Oh, there was always that.
Because they couldn't figure out who made the play.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the barbecue sauce versus the whiz.
Oh, that stupid graphic.
I was out on that.
So the first time, you're okay, right? The first time, you're cool with it?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
Yeah, it's cheesy.
You can't go to the next time.
They've been doing that all year, though. They're cheesy graphics.
I agree.
Yeah, it is real. The broadcast, let's call the broadcast what it was. In total, the Monday Night Football broadcast last night, it sucked.